Excellent performance. I feel like 2 weeks on and we're having the same conversation that we did at Endersford when they got a late leveller, but I thought we played even better today.
I feel like we've been battered, to be honest, because a more complete performance you'll struggle to find anyway. We've missed a penalty, we've hit the bar twice, the post, cleared off the line. I don't think, other than put the ball in the net, that we could have done any more. It should have been six, to be honest with you. Disappointed, but another great performance.
First half down, I mean, it is quite a hell of a slope when you're down the bottom end looking up, and we took that to our advantage in terms of using the ball, but didn't put the ball in the back of the net. We did everything else, didn't we? Like you say, missed the penalty first half.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, it's two contrasting styles, isn't it? They're direct, they get the ball up to the front too. We like to play football, and I think the footballing team was one on top today. We moved the ball about superbly. To come away from home and create that many chances is incredible. And you know, obviously we've conceded from a set piece and a penalty. But other than that, the progression's going well. Look, we're 40 points already. What, we're 15, 14 to go. We'd have took that at the start, wouldn't we? Yep. You know, we're really ahead of the game. People need to, particularly in Colville, they need to get out and support us more, because it's unbelievable what's happening. You know, we are taking on some big clubs bigger than us.
Yeah.
And we're better than them on the pitch. You know, maybe results aren't showing in that we're converting the chances, but we're unbeaten still now in the new year. And I'm just proud of the boys for the way they're going out there and out playing them. I mean, Towers is in there now. He's picking them up.
He was unbelievable.
He was. And he's saying, you know, we can't do any more, boys. You know, we are on the right track, and we are.
Second half, I thought, you know, maybe we didn't capitalise on being down the hill. Maybe I'm using that too much. But I thought they could come out better than they did. But they went, like you've touched on, route one. They've got two good lads up front. And we continued the dominance with the ball and got a reward just after half-time, didn't we?
Yeah, look, you know, I mean, it was a 90-minute performance, wasn't it? You know, I mean, you look at what chances have they created where Matt Coates had to pull off, you know, something
special. The free kick, really.
The free kick, you know, they've not opened us up. And yeah, I just felt we were dominant for the whole 90 minutes, and you know, keep repeating, but everything was here but the final ball.
That's, you've also touched on unbeaten in 2018. One win in five now, so it's important that we do get 3 points now.
Yeah.
So it can soon turn into one win in six and the draw, but we need a 3 points to go with these performances now. That's the next step.
We always try and win.
Easier said than done, I appreciate it.
Yeah, we always try and win. We went a positive substitution today, getting Carney on. We wanted to go 3-1. We always try and win. At the end of the day, if we keep doing what we're doing, creating them chances, then we are going to win games. It's, you know, the laws of physics say that sooner or later that ball is going to start going in the net. We've got good strikers, we've got good players. So I've actually got no worry about getting wins on the board because of the way we're playing.
Next up, you might be able to correct me, Shore Lane or Nantwich at home, I believe, next Saturday now, no midweek game.
Yeah.
Either one, Nantwich are flying, Shore Lane are near the top, so another good test to put ourselves against.
Yeah. I mean, we need a good pitch, don't we, at home next Saturday, because it's shown today. I mean, this was heavy, but it was flat, and we've played some good stuff on it.
Yeah.
If we can do that next Saturday at home, I don't care who we're playing, to be honest, Luke. We've played the best team in the league twice, Altrincham, I think.
Yeah, them games.
Yeah, the rest are all in a mix, to be honest with you. I'm not really overly concerned. When we play like this today, there's very few teams that are going to live with us. So I don't even look ahead at the fixtures until probably Monday, when we've got the Saturday out of the way, you know, and then we start planning for it. So whoever it is, it don't matter who is at the minute. You know, this squad has been together more or less since pre-season. We've only added two or three here or there because...
It must be one of the most settled squads in the leagues when you see every Saturday the amount of players changing clubs, and you know, some players in this league are on the third club. It's a credit
100%,
credit to the lads that are sticking together, isn't it?
And the club, the way it's run, you know, from top to bottom, the lads enjoy it here. But I think it's the only formula for success. You know, we can't go out and sign five or six players and that's better than what we've got here.
Yeah.
So we have to make these boys we've got here better. It'd be lovely, wouldn't it, if we could keep this together for next season, but you know, finances dictate whether players stay or go. But yeah, I think we're probably the most settled squad in the league, and we've had his ups and downs, Luke, as well.
Yeah,
you know, but it is the most settled, and the only time players have come in is if we've had a serious injury like we had with Coxie, or, you know, somebody's left for not getting game time. So I'm quite pleased with that fact.
And what's the plan ahead then, Tuesday? After, obviously, it's been a heavy pitch, big shift today. Will there be in Tuesday, Thursday?
Yeah, well, they'll be in Tuesday. We've got to assess the training pitch because that's heavy at the minute. But they'll definitely be in Tuesday. They'll do a fitness session Tuesday. We're having no game. And then we'll assess it for Thursday, see how they are. You know, we've got to remember Alex Dean. We left Alex Dean out today, but the squad is 17 now. Cox is definitely out for the season.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah, that's confirmed. Brad ain't going to be back this year. So the squad is actually 17.
Masai and Ollie, obviously Masai is staying. Yeah. Is Ollie probably going
to
stay there?
Yeah, we've got to talk to Gresley because his is up next week. But, you know, the signs are that if he wants to stay there, he can, because at the minute, you know, he's going to struggle to get in the starting 11, isn't he? The way he's playing at the minute. So we'll get him in Tuesday and then assess it from there.